This is the NedGroup Investments podcast, where we explore a variety of views and insights that investors care about.
Hello, I'm Trevor Garvin from NedGroup Investments Multi-Manager. This installment of your market and economic wrap is titled Central Banks, Inflation and Rate Announcement, A Big Week Ahead. The world was shocked last week by two disasters that struck in the African continent. The 6.7 measured on the Richter scale earthquake that rocked Morocco, claiming more than 3,000 lives, as well as the dams that broke and flooded small towns in Libya, killing over 11,000 people and injuring over 40,000. For these countries, already struggling with poverty and broken infrastructure, this comes as a huge blow. Much aid has already flown in from many countries around the world, showing support. It was a great sporting weekend for South Africa, with the Springboks walloping Romania 76-0 in the World Cup rugby, and our South African Proteas cricket team coming back from behind to beat Australia 3-2 in the one-day series. The country needs all the good news it can currently get. The rand traded within a narrow range last week, hovering within the 18 rand 80 to 19 rand to the dollar for most of the week. The rand gained some support from the downgrading of load shedding levels late in the week, but it remained jittery as the US dollar remained broadly firm. Money market rates have been steady ahead of the South African Reserve Bank's interest rate announcement on Wednesday, with the repo rate expected to remain unchanged at 8.25%. Bond yields were slightly higher, in line with expectations of a higher inflation rate in August, which will be released on Wednesday this week. The JSE All-Share Index recovered some lost ground, rising by 1.3% over the week after losing 1.5% of its value over the previous week. The boost came from strong gains in basic materials, which more than offset losses in the banking and financial stocks sector. The focus for this week will be on the South African Reserve Bank's Monetary Policy Committee meeting, with an interest rate decision on Thursday. Inflation will probably drift closer to 5% than the Reserve Bank's preferred 4.5% midpoint in the final months of this year, averaging at around about 5.9% over the whole of 2023. Upward pressure will stem from higher fuel prices and rising costs due to the jump in electricity tariffs, the return of severe load shedding, and continued rand weakness. On balance, we believe the Monetary Policy Committee has already done enough to ensure inflation's return to the midpoint of the target range. Consumer demand is shrinking, lending growth is slowing, and debt defaults are rising. Although load shedding and the weaker rand pose upside risks to the inflation outlook, we expect the MPC to keep interest rates steady on Thursday, but the tone of the MPC statement will probably remain hawkish, since the risks to the inflation outlook are still tilted towards the upside. Turning to global news, global equities were mixed last week. US equities were subdued ahead of the Fed's interest rate decision, while European and Japanese markets recorded good gains. The US's S&P 500 and NASDAQ slipped for the second consecutive week. European equities increased strongly, headlined by the FTSE 100's 3.1% gain, while the Japanese Nikkei was up by 2.8%. The European Central Bank raised its policy interest rate for the 10th consecutive time, hiking rates by 25 basis points to an all-time high of 4.5%. The European Central Bank President Christine Lagarde stated that all members of the policymaking committee supported the move. Although stressing that future moves will remain data-dependent, she hinted that the ECB would likely pause at the up-and-coming meeting to assess the impact of the hikes. This week, key events will be interest rate decisions in the US, UK, and Japan. The market consensus is for the US Federal Reserve to maintain its target for the federal funds rate at 5.25 to 5.5% on Wednesday. The Bank of England's Monetary Policy Committee is also expected to hike its bank rate by 25 basis points to 5.75% on Thursday, prompted by sticky overall inflation and high wage inflation. As one can see, the next week is big in terms of global inflation numbers and rate announcements. We shall see how the markets react. That brings us to the end of today's market report. Stay safe and stay healthy. Till next time, with thanks, Trevor.
Ned Group Collective Investments is an authorised collective investments scheme manager in terms of the Collective Investments Schemes Control Act. Ned Group Investments does not provide advice on financial products and will only give you factual information. For further details on our funds and to view our terms and conditions, please visit netgroupinvestments.co.za. Ned Group Investments, see money differently.